Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Swing Shift. It is 10:01. My name is Harry Meyerson, and I am here with my colleague, Ben Stern, and we're going to be spinning some vinyl records for you guys for the next hour. So we've got some stuff online. We've got some prints going. It's our first show since Prince's passing. Ben's pulling up some good stuff, and we're going to keep rolling with the music. We hope you enjoy.
Love, if you're there, come save me from all this cold despair. I can hang when you're around, but I surely die.
Oh, Between us, let's just go somewhere we can funk. things you never heard.
Welcome back to the Swing Shift, y'all. We're at full strength now. I was slacking. Slacking a little bit this morning. Moving a little slowly. In case you didn't notice, we played some Prince for you. What you just heard is Weak and Funk, which was actually Prince with George Clinton. And
there
what I'm assuming is other pieces of P-Funk. And then we had some John Lee Hooker in the middle with Homework off of Free Beer and Chicken, which is actually an album all about heaven, you know, free beer and chicken. Harry, you tangled up over
somebody,
there?
Yeah, somebody good? Tangled me up, man.
All right.
We've remedied the situation.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right, as long as your hair is okay.
So, thank you.
So, yeah, we hope We know that Prince and JLH are enjoying their free beer and chicken in a better place. And we started with Prince, Thieves in the Temple. One of the, 74, 75 mixes that we pulled out?
A lot of mixes.
A lot of mixes. So lots of good stuff yet to come.
Yeah, and fun fact, actually, this is fun for us because most of the, mainstream Prince is not in the station.
No.
I won't speculate as to where it might have gone, but it's likely been liberated by somebody.
Yeah.
So that means that we don't really have all the really constituent parts and building blocks that we'd like to have.
If you wanted to hear Purple Rain, sorry, you're out of luck.
Exactly.
You're
like, out of luck. Yeah, anything remotely popular, really, from Prince's discography is gone. So we're really working with some of the deeper cuts, which is fun because it's a lot of stuff that we haven't heard. And stuff that maybe you haven't heard.
It's going to be a journey for us, our listeners, and also the FCC.
Shout out to the FCC.
FCC and my dad, who has an excellent story about playing Prince on the radio, which in itself, of course, and being funny, is not clean for the radio.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to replicate that story right up until the point where we can't for legal reasons. And at that point, we're going to cut the story off, but we're going to kind of act it out.
Yep. Actually,
this is one of the better known Prince cuts that did survive
the mass liberation.
Mass liberation.
The exodus. The of exodus, Prince exactly. Out of the station.
We're gonna do that. And hopefully we're gonna pull it off and enjoy some awesome music.
It's a shame that that in the 80s my dad didn't have the internet and a little site
called
azlyrics.com. But AZ Lyrics has all of the lyrics to this song listed.
Right. We can't tell you to look it up, but we can tell you where you could find it if you wanted to. Yeah. And you can kind of piece the rest of the story together from that.
You can follow the bouncing Prince logo.
exactly.
And what do we have queued up next? I have a song queued up next.
Yeah.
Because after the Prince George Clinton duo,
right,
we needed to come back with a high powered duo of my own. But then after that,
then we have Prince. the Hal Stern shout out
to my dad.
The FCC Hal Stern Award for the morning. So in about 5-7 minutes.
Yeah.
After a little bit of power duo.
Yep.
We're gonna rock that and. Hopefully you guys get the joke. If not, you could find it on azlyrics.com.
I hope you enjoy.
woman, she stood up and she said, "You ain't been around long enough, and everybody wanna know why I'm singing the blues. I've been around a long time, really paid my dues, yes I have. You know the prophet, he told me, son, you're going to lose, but it seemed like everybody around me, everybody's got the blues, and I've had them a long time.
You know, I've cried for help, but it seemed like nobody ever heard my plea. I know everybody's got trouble, and a lot of times seem like more than they need. And a lot of times I sing about the woman, and often I say if she'd take me back again, then I wouldn't have to listen to the blues. If they knock, I wouldn't let them in. Yes, I've never had much, so if I didn't have much, you know I don't have anything to lose. Even the air I breathe once, it seemed like it's been used. But I can't stand to see how it seemed like everybody has the blues. The tears fill my eyes as I walk away, and all I can do seem like is think about what will happen the next day. So ladies and gentlemen, this is yours truly, B.B. King. Thank you for loving the blues.
Welcome back, everybody. So we hope you got the Prince joke.
Especially if your name is Marsha.
Shout out to Marsha.
Shout out to Marsha. If your name is Marsha, please call in.
We have a very important question for you.
Everybody wants to know.
A critical question.
Okay. Hey, Harry and I have a disagreement over exact the physics, really, of exactly of a Prince, one of Prince's lyrics.
Yeah,
And we're still
physics
trying to figure out
the biology behind
it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both.
It's cross-disciplinary.
Yeah, there's a lot of friction going on, and as in with most of Prince's work. So speaking of other things that are very dangerous, it could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or even flammable, so it's not fun. Yeah, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household
carbon
item.
Monoxide? What is it?
A ladder.
Are you kidding?
Yep. It might seem easy. You know, you set it up and you
walk up it. Yeah, it is easy. I'm going to tell you right
now. That's just how it seems. But misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Wait, they fell directly into the trauma center?
Why were they setting up?
What, were they changing a light bulb in the ER?
Yeah, why were they setting up so many ladders right in the hospital? That's convenient.
It's irresponsible.
But don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Of ladders.
And your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Ladder-Based Radio. And so, yeah, ladders, the silent killer.
Coming up on the tail end of that critical thing, a couple of things to note or shout out or recommend. There is a fantastic Prince retrospective that you can find on okplayer.com that J-Rock, the DJ, did with DJ Yella and Peanut Butter Wolf. So that's definitely worth listening to. It's 2 full hours of Prince and stories about Prince, talking about Prince, people call in. Wonderful. And they have access to not just the like 5 random Prince records that we have. They have the whole discography. They have bootlegs. They have all sorts of stuff. So it's definitely worth a listen. You can find that again on OK Player. Also, I listened to something else cool last night, which was an interview with David Garibaldi, the drummer for Tower of Power. I'm not sure where you can find that, but you can just Google it and it'll be fine. Really interesting. Lots of interesting fun facts about the Bay Area funk scene, Tower of Power, of course, some drumming specific stuff if you're into that, and you know who wouldn't be. Cool stuff about David Garibaldi, etc. Tower Power, so worth looking at. And yeah, just go find some good music, find some interesting stuff, and enjoy it this
weekend.
But
be careful if that requires using a ladder.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look like above your, you know, don't look in your ceiling or anything. Yeah. Look online. Look, you know, in the record store. Do they have record stores anymore?
I think so. There are a few of them.
All right, yeah. Go to the record store. Don't get on a ladder. But there's a lot of really cool stuff out there, so just go find some and enjoy it. Listen to it. Send it to friends. Bother your friends incessantly. Be like, yo, did you hear this? Yo, did you hear that?
Especially if their name's Marsha. All right.
Shout out to Marsha. Call in. Please call in, Marsha.
Yeah, even more Prince coming up for you on this episode of The Swing Shift. Hope you enjoy.
Newly syndicated.
Les enfants qui mentent ne vont pas au paradis.
Merci.
Everybody, that brings us almost to a close of this episode of the newly syndicated Swing Shift. This is our seventh season on the air.
Seven seasons.
It is 10:54. Well,
it'll be 10:55 by the time you hear this. There's like a delay in the system. So thank you very much for checking out this episode of The Swing Shift. We hope you enjoyed. If you have suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, hopes, dreams, or if your name is Marsha, feel free to call in or send us an email or a Facebook blast. Let us know how we can improve. We only got a couple shows left on the newly syndicated seventh season. Pretty crazy. So if there's something you've been waiting to hear but you don't, but you want to hear it,
now's
the time.
Now's the time.
Now or never.
We'd, of course, like to thank you for listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford and us here at The Swing Shift. It is now 10:55. We'd like to remind you that we do love you madly. Thank you for listening. And we're going to ride out on some more Prince, naturally. Also, shout out this episode to the FCC. Thanks, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday.
You're our rock. You keep us grounded.
Keep us safe.
Have an awesome weekend.
Peace, y'all.
Dear Dad, things didn't turn out quite like I wanted them to. Sometimes.
You time for the cunt. That ain't being a real man's gun. The big bone hanging around for the kill. Stop a big hole, the big will be filled.